Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on two lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yes.
Earbuds don't work.
Earbuds don't work. Going home.
I'll just earbuds play some music.
Earbuds are frustrating.
Remember that, like, in the middle of fifth grade, you just had enough, and you'd go to the... Our nurse was Mrs. Mick. She wore, like, a real nurse's outfit. Mm. Looked like she was from World War II. And you'd be like, my tummy hurts. She's like, you go in and lay on a cot. And, you like, I figured out you had to lay on the cot for, like, an hour for them to believe you were sick, which I wasn't. Did they send you home?
Oh, no. Laying on a cot. That sounds awful.
I would sure hate for someone sitting there next to you being very nursey.
I would sure hate for someone to make me lay down on a cot for an hour.
Rach, what is the we really have ruined everything?
Let me look it up here. Oh,
MySpace?
Yeah, because they're saying they're bringing back MySpace.
I heard this.
But it's going to be the first AI social media platform, which just completely rips the soul out of MySpace and sets it on fire.
Yeah.
So MySpace was fun. Like, I miss MySpace in the sense that that was the first social media I ever had, and yeah, it was nothing like it is now. Like, it wasn't heavily... Well, you could curate it, but it was more like, I want to have the perfect song, I want to have different wallpapers and icons that express my personality. I'm going to do my top 8 or my top 16 friends, and I'm going to put them in this certain order. That was, it was fun, and it was new. Now, with social media, it's like everyone poses the same, everyone posts the same caption, everyone's just trying to be the same person, and yeah, it's boring and stupid. Well, they want to revive MySpace, which if you could capture the energy of of first edition MySpace, then I'm all for it. That would mm-hmm. be great. But of course, they're not going to do that. They want to make it AI.
So you'd like to go back to a simpler time with simpler choices for social?
I would like to, but it is impossible. We could never go back to what MySpace was because people, and you know, a lot of people have built careers off of this and, you know, made lots of friends through social media, and I don't begrudge them that at all. It's just people used to behave more like their actual selves online. And it was more of a reflection of who you are. And now I feel like a lot of people build their personality around what they want their online persona to be, or at least the people who make it their whole world. So, I mean, it's just kind of a bummer that we will never go back to that.
Yeah.
And then it's a super huge bummer that they're like, guess what? We're going to bring back this thing that you like, except we're going to make it completely soulless and make it all about AI. Yeah. So then why don't you just do something new then? Why do you have to desecrate the memory of MySpace?
I get it.
Just leave it alone.
What?
Tom would hate this.
How is the AI integrated into it? Is it just AI powered? Is it like you have AI tools? Because obviously the page is yours. You'll be doing that. Or do you just like, is it built with AI? Like you have the ability to do, I'm going to do an AI of myself. And
you know... That's such a good question.
Now that's I'm trying to figure it out. I was looking up the story when you guys were talking about it because it must be AI powered more than just AI, right? Because then what's the point of you doing your own thing?
Yeah, I don't know. They're just saying they're building it on an AI foundation, which probably means it'll be like, you know what I would liken it to? I would liken it to the Pokemon games.
Sure.
When I was a child, you had to grind to level up your Pokemon. You had to level up each individual Pokemon on its own. You're walking through that grass for hours trying to get it done. Now with the new Pokemon games, you level up all your Pokemon at the same time. Mm-hmm. So like you get to where you want to go faster, but it doesn't build character in the way the first Pokemon games did. And I think that's what this MySpace will be like. It's like, yeah, make it whatever you want. Just with the press of a button, it's AI. Well, back in the day, we were learning to like HTML code to get what we wanted on our MySpace pages.
Yeah.
So this, I'm only reading a tweet, so this may be not totally right. But it said that this is replacing an algorithm. So instead of having an algorithm feeding you things, AI will feed you things.
That's so much worse.
I don't know which one's worse, but it doesn't sound good.
And you didn't get fed things on MySpace. That was the point. You had your friends. You would log on. You would see what your friends were doing. And then you would log off. When I say we can never go back, it's because of the AI and it's because of the algorithms. The algorithms sucked us into social media because it turned it into this endless scroll. When I first had social media, I would check Instagram like twice a week. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, oh, what did my friends post? Oh, there's the end of the post. Time to close the app and go outside. But then they created the endless scroll and people became, you know, accustomed to that. And now what do? Every time you're bored, you reach for your phone because you know it's going to give you an endless supply of delicious, yummy brain candy. Mm-hmm. It doesn't provide you with any nutrition. It's not good for you. It's actually like hindering the good parts of your life, but it feels good in the moment, so that's what you're going to reach for.
I'm probably getting way too esoteric because my bandages came off. But is there something low-key harmful? Like when I'm TikToking, like everyone else, I'm like thumb, 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 thumb. I'm just like, and in essence, because every swipe of my thumb, I'm swiping away a human. And so in like an hour long TikTok session, I may judge and say no to 3,000 humans. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Where I'm just like, not interested. You're not good enough. Not interested. Like that's got to take a little bit of your soul.
Yeah. I see where you're coming from. Similar to like online dating. You're just swiping through people.
I had a story about that today.
Dismissing them or, you know, she looks great. I would like to meet her. It's like, well, you don't know anything about this person other than what they look like.
I read an article last night that said that casual dating apps, I'm not sure how they're defining that. I think I do. And this is a direct quote, advances in porn. hadn't clocked that myself. But casual dating apps and advances in porn have lessened people's interest in meaningful relationships.
Well, advances in porn probably means...
having it.
Expansion of outlets.
Well, yeah, just like, especially if you're someone who started watching pornography before you ever had a real life sexual experience and your main sex life is like solo through porn, it probably is hard to make a connection with another person and have a realistic view of what sex is like with another person. Because you're porn-brained.
Yeah, that's not a new concept to me, but I don't think I've ever heard someone say the words out loud, and it makes so much sense. It makes so much sense.
Well, it's a huge problem with, especially, like, you know, the younger people in society get, the more of a problem it is, because those are the people that have, that absolutely did experience what I would describe as absolutely limitless online pornography before they ever... learned anything, before they ever had any sex education, before they had ever had any actual experiences of their own. They only learned about it through this before they learned about it through anything else. And there's so much of a difference, I think, between like finding a you know, magazine in the log in the woods versus having
sure
limitless
yeah
billions of hours of content available to you. And that, I think, is what is, you know what I mean?
Yes.
That is kind of to expand a bit on what Rachel was saying. Like, that's where it really starts to get, I think, poisonous.
How can it not?
Well, how much? How could it not?
How much do you guys think that the pandemic years hit a huge percentage of people who would be in their prime dating years and it jacked everything up?
I think it'll be a long time before we can like truly right wrap our minds around how
it makes sense, right? Because you had years where you weren't out in public the same way, where everything then steered you more towards online and staying in your home.
Well, think about it.
So you had
it.
A couple of things happening all at once.
Let's call COVID 4 years. That during that 4 year, almost like pulling a cork out of a wine bottle, we pulled that cork out of everyone's lives.
Right.
And so some people were like Grace Colombo, part of the Dave Glover band, who missed out her senior year of high school and her freshman year of college.
Right.
Then you have kids in second grade who didn't really learn to read, you know, and so everyone has their story, yeah, but we all lost a pretty good core.
Yeah. You also have people who were single during those times at the age of 24. Mm-hmm. And it just maybe put a, I don't want to say it didn't, it could for some people have changed how they see it totally. But it also could have just been a massive disruption that takes years to be like get back to normal.
Sure.
Yeah. Like I think when you think about it, the tech obviously is a part of it. And with that tech comes the, you know, the pornography online that's easy to access and all that. But then you also have years of completely changed habits, which have also, I mean, I think COVID changed how people drive. I think it's changed how a lot of people just act in the world, because we went so many years with not interacting enough, and you become more isolated just in general.
Well, that's about as close in my lifetime as we've been to, ironically, both martial law and complete chaos simultaneously. Right. And so all of this, like I've fessed up, my thing, my law breaking was I didn't miss a day working. Thank God. I didn't want to stay home. But downtown was even more of a dystopian wasteland yeah than it normally was. And I would treat red lights like stop signs. I would stop. I'd look both
sure
ways.
Sure, sure.
But if there's no one coming.
Well, there was nobody down here.
It's a zombie apocalypse. And I think that Dave Glover, I'm going to run a red light mentality,
yeah,
spilled over to lots of people doing lots of stuff.
Did we change our own behaviors in some way? Like, I'm talking about all of us in this room.
Oh, I'm positive we
did. Right. So if it did with us, it probably did with everybody. And I think the younger you were, the more it probably hit you. Because
yep
you have less to go off of on the before times.
Right.
So, yeah, like, with my kid or with Phoebe, like, the, you know, or yeah Nick. Like, because same thing with Nick.
Phoebe was a freshman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, for us, we could go, okay,
it'll pass. We've it'll been pass through a lot, whatever. But, like, when that kind of disruption happens when you're a child or in high school or even college age or young professional, it's a different thing.
Yeah. Welcome back Nelson, KMOX. Bottom of the hour, a new friend of mine, Kira Anderson, is going to join us in studio. She has a podcast called Yes We Can, and I was on it last week. It's out there now. You can go listen to it if you'd like. Again, the podcast is called Yes We Can, and the podcaster's name is Kira Anderson. And Kira has had quite a journey the past few years. She lost her husband to pancreatic cancer with three small kids, and her podcast deals a lot with grief and overcoming grief and dealing with grief. And as you guys know, I have my own story. We talked about that on the pod, so I would recommend you go listen to it. And Rach, maybe we can put a link up on our social media.
Sure.
So, but she'll be with us in studio in about 10 minutes. Today is a national day that I do not observe.
What's that?
National Underwear Day.
Oh.
Why do we have a National Underwear Day?
I mean, we have a Dave Glover Day, so might as well have it.
Well, but that's, you know, you're an entertainer.
Day.
Like, underwear's just a, I don't know, just a thing.
Do you have fun with your underwear?
No.
Anybody? At this point in your life, is it just like, these fit?
Do I have fun with it?
Yeah.
Like, do you do, like, silly, you know, like, underoos, like, when you're kids?
Like, do you wear SpongeBob boxers or, you know?
Who has the time?
I think I have the time. I don't think I have the inclination to spend it that way, but I'm sure I could make the time.
Yeah.
If I wore underwear, what type do you think I would wear?
Probably regular boxers. I think you'd find boxer briefs too restricting, because they do kind of feel that way at first. Excuse me, until you get used to them.
Uh-huh.
Briefs, I just think, seem terrible.
Yeah.
So I think you'd probably go like loose.
Dave's going with a thong.
Boxers.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Dave would go with a thong.
Dave's not sure you'd enjoy that either.
I just know they would be expensive. That's all.
No. They would be from eBay.
They're like Armani, but they're pre-owned. Yeah.
Yeah, they're $300 underwear for $36 pre-owned. Barely used, dude.
Another man's skid mark.
It's a great name for a band.
It's pretty good, yeah. That's got to be a punk band.
Speaking of clothing, there's a new shirt that you can wear for a month without washing.
Huh? Okay.
H-E-R-C, Herc shirt.
Yeah.
It lists for $79. Oh, you can get it for $79. The list price is $149. And you can wear it for 14 days, easy peasy, up to a month without washing it, and it doesn't stink at all. Or you can just change your shirt.
Why?
The only way I could see this being like something I would want is if I was on like a backpacking trip or something.
Yeah.
Then it makes total sense.
Or if you have no dignity.
Right. Yeah. But as far as like coming into work, like I have time to wash my shirt, you know. Even if it's like only every 2 weeks you do a load of laundry, you should be able to fit that into your schedule.
Well, he can't fit in making underwear interesting, so.
Where's the time?
But also, who's spending $100 on a t-shirt?
Mm-hmm. You sound like Macklemore right now, Wheels.
He always sounds like Macklemore.
Who's that?
He's the thrift shop guy. Remember the thrift shop song?
I don't.
It was from like 10, 15 years ago.
Okay.
Just say you do.
Sure.
And
yeah,
in the song,
yeah.
He's like, that's $50 for a t-shirt.
Yeah. Like, dude, I'm on their website. $100 for a t-shirt?
Go to the Macklemore website. See what it's like.
Hey. Right. I did think he meant he was on the Macklemore website.
No.
You guys know how I went to Wash U Law, but I still think really stupid things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have another one.
Mm-hmm.
I made myself some Pockern last night. Just had a little Orville Redenbacher's, and I put it in the microwave. And I hit the popcorn button, and I sat there, and I had nothing better to do, so I watched it. Heretofore, my dumbass thought that the microwave could sense when your popcorn was done.
Mm-mm.
And I always thought, that's an amazing thing.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it just goes for like 3 minutes, regardless.
Mm-hmm.
But I honestly thought my microwave was sensing the popping of the kernel.
So you used the popcorn button.
Yes, I did.
You are actually meant to, when popping popcorn, even with the popcorn button, stand there and stare at it.
Yeah.
Because that's how you know it's done.
Well, the instructions say if you go like 5 seconds without hearing a pop, you stop.
Yeah.
Then you're just going to burn it.
You read the instructions on popcorn?
At some point I did.
5 seconds in between pops, that's when you can safely cut it off. Sometimes it's more than 3 minutes.
For so many things.
Sometimes it's more than 3 minutes. Sometimes it's less than 3 minutes. But there's no exact science to it. It's just whenever it stop pop.
Yep.
That's a lyric, Dave.
I'm sorry.
I saw you look really confused at that comment.
I'm upset. Yeah. I'm just like,
It's Macklemore time.
It's Macklemore clock.
The only person who knows less about what's going on in this room right now is Wheels. So
we've been Mackle-essing this whole time, and now it's about time we mackled some more.
Yeah, no idea. I am at that fork in the road like yesterday, and I don't know which road you guys went down.
With the popcorn button,
yeah.
High end. I'm not saying you have a bad microwave, but some of the high end microwaves do sense when it is time. They use like humidity to sense when it's time to stop popping. But a typical microwave like the one we have in our office is just going to be a set countdown.
I think Rachel invented a new thing, microwave shaming.
I just said I'm not saying he has a bad microwave.
You know, some of the
I
nicer
just wanna correct,
ones.
Like we're saying like, oh, the popcorn button never senses. Well, sometimes it does.
For rich people.
For the people who want to invest in way too fancy of a microwave, yes. And there's like a YouTube channel, I can't remember the name of it right now, but this guy goes into all of these different appliances and explains how all of this stuff works, and it is kind of interesting.
Oh, I love a consumer education channel.
Oh, I'll have to find out what this is. I'll send it to you, Andrew. You might like him.
I am an obsessive researcher before making any big purchase, so basically any purchase like for the home or over $50, I will like obsessively like research what the best possible thing to get like within the budget range is.
I've learned a lot. And I'm not that stupid. I'm just kind of poor.
You're not poor.
Hey, I didn't know this either. I had no idea that microwave technology had it. Because, I mean, I haven't bought one in.
Who knew that it was like AI?
Decades.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Wednesday to you. In studio, we have Kira Anderson, and she has a podcast called Yes, We Can, and she was kind enough to invite me to be a guest last week. So it is out there. We're going to put a link to it up on our socials. You can go listen to it. And she's sitting right here, but let me just put words in her mouth. It's not just about grief. It's about overcoming grief and handling grief and just how tricky life can be. And we talked about Kira's situation, which we'll talk about here momentarily, and talked about losing my brother and my mom and the hospice work that I've been doing. And I think it's a very, very worthwhile podcast. And I think in particular, if you listen to this show, you'll enjoy what Kira and I did together last week. So go check it out. Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Welcome to KMOX.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Happy to be here.
So we'll start from scratch. I'll pretend I don't know you.
Okay.
And just tell the KMOX audience who you are and kind of your journey.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
It's a big one.
Okay. So my name is Kira Anderson. I was born and raised in Omaha, Nebraska. Randomly went to school at Missouri State. Go Bears. Met some incredible people there and then moved to Northern California. Mm-hmm. Worked there in my 20s. Loved it. Moved back home. God brought me back home. My mom passed away shortly after I got home.
Yeah.
Omaha, Nebraska, right? I was there about a year and then ended up meeting my late husband, Kyle, mm-hmm. which then moved me to St. Louis.
Uh-huh. Was Kyle a St. Louis boy?
No. Kyle's from Montana. So a small town in Montana, Dillon, Montana. He's a cattle rancher. But he started working with Edward Jones right out of college. Mm-hmm. And so Edward Jones, the U.S. headquarters, is here in St. Louis. So he moved to St. Louis in 2012. I moved in 2015. Mm-hmm. We got married in 2016. We had our first child in 2017.
So far sounds idyllic.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Right?
Uh-huh. We got pregnant with our second in 2018 while we were in Toronto, Canada. We were there for a year. Jones moved us up there. Came back, had her in 2019. Got pregnant with my son 9 months later. And had
well
him,
done.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah, no, we were, real, 3 and 3 years, so had him in 2020, of course, the pandemic hit, yeah. So that was fun. It was actually a blessing for us, because Kyle was home and not traveling, mm-hmm. so we got some time with him, which was a beautiful thing, and then all of Dane's first year of life, Kyle was having, stomach pain, GI issues, back pain, irregular bowel movements, and we didn't know what it was, okay? My husband was somewhat of a hypochondriac. Sorry, honey. And so, you
He's
know...
He's like, really?
Yeah, I know. That's what you want to talk about now? all that to say, not that we dismissed his symptoms, but it was... His family would joke that he had already beaten, ALS and Parkinson's, and, although that's not funny, it's, you know... I'm just trying to paint the picture. My husband was a nervous Nelly.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so anywho, we went to the doctor, got blood work done, got a colonoscopy, nothing, no issues. We're like, we don't know what it is. At one point, he thought it was some probiotics that I had given him. To the point, Dave, where we called the company that manufactured the probiotics to see if anybody had been having symptoms like this, okay? We thought maybe the microbiome was off, and boy, were we off. So that happened truly, almost all of 2021. So in October, I believe it was October 23rd, he was experiencing some constipation and he also vomited that evening. And I was like, okay, enough's enough. We need to go to the hospital and you need a scan. Okay. So the next morning,
We got a sitter to come watch our kids because we're not from here. We're transplants. Okay. So we don't have family here. Like, parents just run over and take care of the kids. So we had our sitter come and we drove to Mercy, which was the closest hospital to us. And on the way to the ER, he says to me, do you think I have stomach cancer? And I'm like, oh, honey, of course you don't have stomach cancer. Okay. This is not, you don't have stomach cancer. So we get to the hospital. They do all the blood work. They end up doing a scan. And I'm obviously cliff noting this.
Sure.
It's a, you know, the, yeah. So we were there. They did a scan. What they found, they came back in the room a couple hours later and told us. I remember, I'll never forget the ER doc. It was this cute little young brown haired gal, super skinny, walking in. And she brought someone with her and they leaned against the counter and they said, well, the scan came back and it looks like he has 3 tumors. Now, I was in medical sales for 10 years. Okay. So I know enough to be dangerous, mm-hmm. right? I'm not an MD. I didn't go to med school, but I was around it enough. And so I immediately say, okay, fine. Let's do a biopsy. Surely it's benign. And they're like, no, ma'am. You know, we think it's cancer. And I'm like, no way. And they're like, yeah, it's cancer. So I look at Kyle. He is sheet white. I end up screaming, running out of the room. You know, you don't know how you're going to react in that situation, right? So I go running out of the room. I'm like, we have babies. There's no way. Like, we have babies. So they like calm me down. I mean, I'm like screaming, you guys. Like, you know, you just don't ever expect that to happen to you, right? Cancer happens to other families, yeah. but not ours.
Yeah, that's a scene from a movie. That's not real life.
Right.
Yeah.
And so then they, you know, they calmed me down and got me in a room, brought a pastor, a priest in, whatever. And, you know, you're just in complete shock. So I go back in the room and he had called his sister, who's a physician. And, you know, it was crazy. They immediately put a tube down his nose to drain him because what had happened was the tumor started in the pancreas and it grew arms around the colon. It had completely contracted. It squeezed his colon. So he couldn't pass anything up or down. That's why he vomited. And while he was constipated, it had traveled to the liver. There were some spots on his lung and all along his peritoneum. It was everywhere.
Wow.
So it'd been growing all year. We just didn't know it.
Damn
is right. So stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Did he get treatment?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we went. This was at Mercy. We went up to Mercy, you know, got a room. And I remember the oncologist coming in and saying, you know, this happened to my dad, you know, something about it happening to his father. And again, we all had to be really careful about what we said around Kyle because he was so anxious. Yeah. And so oftentimes I'd be like, come on, doc, come after he'd talk and say his spiel. I'm like, let's go outside. I'm like, OK, give me the skinny. And the doctor said to me, sat down and he's like, you know, probably, you know, we're looking at 3 to 4 months. And I was like, mm-mm. OK, great. Nice to meet you. We are going to go somewhere else. And I walked back in the room. And at that point, one of my very close friends here in St. Louis had just beaten stage 3 colorectal cancer. She was 31 years old. She absolutely dominated the cancer and was completely cancer free. And I remember this is an interesting story. I remember she threw parties throughout her treatment. I mean, this woman she's incredible. But at her no evidence of disease bell ringing party, her husband stood up, very well-spoken attorney. They're both attorneys. They met in law school. And he, you know, said, thank you so much for being a part of our army. You know, you've been here the whole time. A bunch of other really wonderful things. And then he said, you know, but please know that we will be here for you, one of you, when this happens again. Because 1 in 2 people in their lifetime will be affected by cancer. Now, Dave, I remember looking around the room and being like, I wonder who of these people is going to get cancer.
Sucks for these guys.
Sucks for them. My husband was sitting right next to me. Months later, we got the diagnosis. Mm. It was us. So I called her right away. She started making some calls. We had to make some calls to some Edward Jones people because it's COVID, mind you. There are no beds.
Oh, right.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So we're at Mercy, which is not a cancer hospital. They do not do research there. We get a bed at Siteman. Thank God we get in there. They have to do an emergency procedure where they put a stent in his colon to open it up. Okay. It's an experimental procedure. Thank God someone at Siteman was able to do it, did it. It was successful. It's super risky, right? Because if you puncture the colon,
yeah.
it, you know, proliferate, sepsis, you know, you start, so it's super risky. But I mean, my husband, they didn't think he was going to make it out of the hospital.
Wow.
Now, I want to tell you, I never thought he was going to die. I had a peace, and I know, Dave, we've talked about this. I do believe in God. I believe that he is in control, and it's his story. It, he works through us. So I believe he gave me a peace that I'm like, this man's not going to die. And like, in looking at my situation, I'm like, no way he's going to take him now. Kyle and I were both adults when we got married, like full-blown adults. We had not been married before, no kids. So we got married a little older, started having kids a little older. But I'm like, there's no way God, you know, created this beautiful story, put us together, gave us 3 kids in 3 years, right? Which all my friends were having trouble having babies, which is, you know, I feel horrible. But Kyle and I barely had a look at each other and we got pregnant. And so I'm just so thankful, you know, we bought a house and we're like, we're going to fill it with kids. And we filled it with kids. And then he gets this diagnosis. And I'm like, there's no way God's taken him. That's just not how life works, right? It's not how I drew it out. It's absolutely not what's going to happen. So we're at Siteman. Dr. Keon Lim took on his case because Kyle's case was extremely complicated. It was very advanced and some oncologists wouldn't even look at it. Dr. Lim is a pancreatic cancer researcher at Siteman. He's one of the most well-respected researchers in our country. He took on Kyle's case. So we were in the hospital, we got him drained and the stent in, it was successful surgery, had one round of chemo, and then we were going to see Dr. Lim that next week on a Thursday. Dr. Lim only sees patients on Thursday, he's in the lab all the other days. So we're like, okay, we get Kyle stable, his number's up, we go home, he decides he wants to go to Montana to see his family before he continues with chemo. So remember, my kids are 4, 2, and 11 months. I'm like, okay, let's do it. Let's pack up and go to Montana. So we rented a house in Bozeman, Montana. All the family came down. It was Halloween. We took the kids, trick-or-treating, and all the family was there. We have lots of pictures. And while we were there, Kyle had started having symptoms again, very painful stomach aches, extreme pain. So we had to go to the emergency room there. They did an x-ray. Turns out he got blocked again. Ugh. Because pancreatic cancer moves very quickly, okay? I mean, some people get diagnosed and they pass within weeks, okay? So, we have to take an emergency flight home because no one in Bozeman, Montana is trained nor ever heard of the procedure.
What's
with
going
the stent.
On, yeah. Kira, let me stop you there.
Yes.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back.
Okay.
We'll continue talking.
Okay.
Talking to Kira Anderson. She has a podcast called Yes, We Can. That came out of losing her husband to pancreatic cancer and helps other people getting through cancers and grief. And I was on it last week, and we'll put a link up to that pod. More with Kira right after this. It's not in the way. Welcome back, guys.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, if you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get 2 phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
DGS. My guest is Kara Anderson. You can find her podcast, Yes We Can. I did a pod with her last week. We just put it on our social media so you can go listen to that. And Kira has been telling us about her husband, Kyle, who was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and things are moving very quickly. Take it from there.
Where did we leave off?
You were in Montana. Just,
yeah, flew back, emergency flight back from Montana.
Okay, yes. Yeah. So they had to put another stent in. Okay, again, a risky procedure. Thank God it was successful again. Went back in the hospital, started another round of chemo, and then again went to see Dr. Lim on that Thursday. And I remember he came in with like six or seven other people. Like it was almost like Kyle was like, you know, an animal at the zoo. It's kind of how it felt, right? But to look at him and analyze him. And Dr. Lim is this very kind, sweet man who his bedside manner is incredible. He was so kind. And he's like, okay, well, we're going to do this. Here's what the plan is. There are only two standard of care treatments for pancreatic cancer. One is called FOLFIRINOX. The next is called Gemcitabine Abraxane. So we're going to start with the first line of treatment, and we're going to see how this works. Okay, great. So following week, we come in for chemo. We do a few rounds of that, and then we get a scan again. And by the way, throughout this whole thing, he battled for 17 months. We were in on the hospital a dozen times, blood transfusions, I mean, numbers dropping, infections, all sorts of stuff. It was not pretty. But after the first few rounds of FOLFIRINOX, the standard of care number one, we did a scan and he got, he had a mixed response, meaning some tumors shrunk, some grew, but his tumor marker continued to rise. Okay. Pancreatic cancer is one of the toughest to treat because it essentially has a scar, in layman terms, has like a scar tissue or like a coating around it that makes it very difficult for medication to penetrate. Okay. So less than 32% of patients actually respond to the first line treatment. So then we had to go to option B. Even fewer patients respond to that. Mm. So I looked at Dr. Lim. He was diagnosed October 24th. This is in December. And I said, okay, cool. What else is there? What's option C, D, E, and F? And he's like, here, there really isn't any. And I'm like, what do you mean? There has to be. Like, there has to be. And he's like, well, there's things in labs right now that are being studied, but it just takes time. It takes time. And I'm like, okay, what do we need? How do we get something that's extremely promising in a lab into a human, my human? And he's like, well, and I had to pull and tease this out of Dr. Lim. He was not forward with this information. He has amazing bedside manners, I mentioned. But a long story short, he told me, well, we've submitted it to the FDA. They've pushed back for needle size, something minuscule, but what it takes is money. And I'm like, okay, cool. How much money? Again, didn't want to tell me. And I'm like, no, seriously, how much money does it take to run a phase one study of 50 to 60 patients? And he said, $3 million. And I looked him in the eye and said, I will find you $3 million. And he's like, you don't have to do that. And I'm like, but I do.
Yeah,
right.
If there's a possibility that my husband can be one of those 50 to 60 patients of an extremely promising study, we're in. So immediately I started a fund. I called every pancreatic cancer organization I could find. I wrote thousands of letters, emails, you name it. I mean, even Katie Couric, I wrote her letter because you can find just about anyone's addresses online, BTW. Hmm. And she actually messaged me a month later saying she got my letter and she was going to help me. So started that fund. Kyle started the second line treatment. And then I put up on my Instagram, hey, does anybody, any of my people know anybody at this company? So someone had sent me the white paper of the study that Dr. Lim had referenced. So this treatment is three things. It's one of it is an inhibitor that softens the coating around the cancer. The other is chemo. And then the other is immunotherapy. Allows people who are not previously eligible for immunotherapy to use immunotherapy, which is the workhorse. So I go online and I say, hey, who of my people know somebody at this company, Aclaris Pharmaceuticals, who manufactures this drug? Okay. And Dr. Lim is approaching pancreatic cancer differently than other physicians. Okay. He believes that there is inflammation around the cancer cell and that's what we have to reduce. So someone I worked with, my last company, sent me the name and CEO and cell phone number of the founder of that pharmaceutical company. So I call that doctor, tell him the story. He says, have you heard of compassionate use treatment? I'm like, yeah, it has to do with the FDA. In my mind, it's a bunch of red tape. It's going to take forever. We don't have the time. I'm like, I need your drug and my human, my husband, quickly. He's like, well, I meet with my board on Monday. If I get a unanimous yes, we will allow Dr. Lim to use the inhibitor. So I Google his board. Number two listed on his board, I worked under in that last company. Call him, tell him the story. He's like, I will do anything and everything I can to get all those people on that board to say yes. Okay. So come Monday, they have the meeting. By the end of the week, they called Dr. Lim and said, probably this woman's coming after us. Got Dr. Lim, called another company that has had a similar inhibitor. And
we have less than a minute. And I want you to get the gala and everything out there. Okay. I know. I know. Welcome to terrestrial radio.
Okay. Long story short, we got the treatment in him. It worked. He went from super high as his disease was no evidence of disease by the end of December of 22. I have signs of my kids holding up cancer-free. He ended up having complications. Essentially, we had to continue to do some chemo for maintenance and his body broke down. And he ended up passing away April 3rd, 2023. Mm. So since then, I've continued to raise money and awareness. We've raised over $2.5 million for Dr. Lim and his team. Kyle's treatment is now on 40 other patients and working, doing the same thing it did in Kyle, and about half of them continuing to work in the other half with only a few non-responders. It's also in stomach cancer and colorectal cancer now. So we are doing a big event. It's a benefit concert, August 14th at the Hall, which is in the back of Olive and Oak in Webster Groves. Mm-hmm. We are just about sold out. But my personal goal, I'm going to put this out here, is about $500,000. Mm-hmm. I launched a $1 million campaign on his death date, April 3rd, 2023, and we were able to raise $465,000 to date with that. Mm-hmm. So this is an additional $500,000 I'm looking for here. But yeah, we're still looking for donors, sponsors. I think we do still have some tickets and a table or two available. So if anybody has been touched by pancreatic cancer, any company or organization that wants to contribute or feels called to do it, please send them my way.
Yeah.
Really anything with pancreatic cancer, I love helping and being a resource for people in my shoes.
Yeah. I mean, it's so trite to say after that story, but good on you. You really are doing everything you can possibly do
for Kyle and now for the next Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I have someone who was recently diagnosed and this could save them.
100%.
So thank you for that.
Of course.
How do people get tickets? And we're going to give Kira one of our Cardinal packages. If there's anyone out there who has something cool that you could auction off, you have a place in the Ozarks, you have a Ferrari, whatever it is.
Yes.
How do they get in touch with you and help you out?
Yeah. So they can go to my Instagram. It's called Yes We Can with Kira. Send me a message. My personal Instagram is The Essentials by Kira. So contact me there and I can get you all of the info, the link, the flyer, all the info they need.
Very good.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
For telling the story.
Yes.
And so we've put all those links up there. You guys can go there. You can look at it. You can be a part of it. You can donate something. Listen to the podcast that Kira and I did last week. Come back again. We'll do more time. We'll do like another podcast or something.
Love it.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Auto Trader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation. And nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s. But most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3-6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the food you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats, especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.